Anxiety that is not beneficial and anxiety that benefits us. The 2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 9-11. Let us turn to the 2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 9-11. Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. There is a folktale that has been passed on from a generation to generation in India. A magician was very carefully observing a mouse. He looked at a mouse in detail and he found that the mouse was nervous. So nervous, that this mouse was shaking a lot. The magician felt sorry for the mouse, so he asked, "Why are you worrying so much like that?" The mouse responded, "It is all because of that cat over there." "Yeah, I see. Then, I will turn you to a cat." But that mouse that has been turned into a cat still was worrying so much. The magician asked, "Why are you so nervous?" "It is because of a dog over there. I do not know when that dog over there will bite me, so I am so worried." So that magician turned the cat into a dog this time. But still that dog was deeply anxious. "Why are you worried?" the magician asked. The dog replied, "It is because of a tiger over there. If I close my eyes, the tiger comes up in my dream, and not even for a moment, I cannot feel peaceful at all." So the magician made the dog to be a tiger this time. Still when the dog became a tiger, tiger kept on worrying. "Why are you worried again?" "It is because of a hunter. The hunter that looks for us tigers might appear in front of me out of a sudden and could shoot me straight away." The magician told the tiger, "I tried so many things to please you. But if you do not get rid of the anxiety that is in your mind, I cannot make you to be completely free from the anxiety. You should be the mouse again." So the magician made the tiger to be the mouse again in the folktale. That is right. Just because the circumstances have changed, it does not mean that all the anxiety disappears. Fundamentally, the mind needs to change. Anxiety is like a pebble stone that is on the way on the street. The pebble stones sometimes bother us when we walk on the street. In the world we live in, there are lots of anxieties. Every human being desires to live in a world where there is nothing to worry about. So the modern civilization tries to solve the anxieties of the human beings and waits for the time of utopia to come. People endlessly make an effort to research the ways to stay more stress-free. But the reality is that as more civilizations get developed, the amount of the anxiety increases. We easily assume that if people have a lot of possessions, those people will have no anxiety at all, but it is not the way it is. When there were no cars on the streets, we did not have to worry about the traffic accidents. When there were no mobile phones, I think it was rather more comfortable, to be honest. Nowadays people are so engrossed with their mobile phones, and because of the fast communication, the life seems to be more fatigued. I heard that these days, even the dogs have mobile phones on their necks. When we did not have electricity, in the old days, there was no crime at night. There was no night culture and there was no one that wandered aimlessly at night. But now, we cannot really make a difference between daytime and nighttime. Life still goes on. Families get destroyed, the souls become devastated and the bodies get ill. Last time I was on a taxi and I had a conversation with a taxi driver. He told me that he earns more at night than he does in daytime. It shows that the nightlife is quite a big part of people's lives these days. I heard that in the countryside villages, because of the street lights on the fields, the grains cannot have a deep sleep. In fact, The grains are unable to deeply sleep, and because of this, the grains are not bearing the fruit at the right time. It is a deadly, horrific outcome of the damage that the human beings had on the order of the natural environment. In the old days, people did not know well about the stress. But these days, what the people have the most is the stress. People benefit from the civilization, but at the same time, there are so many illnesses in the civilized world we live in. There are so many kinds of illnesses, we even do not know the names of these illnesses that are out there. This is a world that would be full of worries until the Lord returns, and until the Lord creates a new sky and a new land here. But the Bible says that there are unbeneficial anxieties, but also beneficial anxieties. It even encourages us to worry. Because we worry, the anxiety becomes a hope. Because we worry, we get to repent. Because we worry, we get to straighten up our lives that were once misaligned. The Bible told us that these anxieties are the beneficial ones that encourage us to follow the will of God. In verse 10, it says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." It is the same word, sorrow. However, depending on the angle we approach this sorrow from, depending on the status of the mind that we have, this sorrow can mean many things. This sorrow can enable us to reach to death, and also to life where there is no regret. Even when we call ourselves as Christians, we worry about the things of the world and we do not look at God. Then these worries are not beneficial to us. The more we worry, the burden becomes heavier and it makes us to be even more hopeless. Thus, John, chapter 14, verse 1 tells us that do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. We need to get rid of the worries of the world so that we can enjoy freedom. But if it is beneficial anxiety, the more we worry, the Bible told us that it can allow us to have life that would not have any regrets. The worries that are unbeneficial and beneficial are just like the two sides of a coin. What kind of worries are you having in your life? First of all, what is unbeneficial anxiety? Let us turn to verse 10. It says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." It is called as a worldly anxiety. If we look at the result of it, then it has been said that the result of this is death. Where does this kind of anxiety come from? This anxiety comes from worrying, feeling hopeless, in despair and in fear. Even as a Christian, if worries and fear control our minds, then the life gets destroyed. What is fear? Fear has this kind of meaning in its word, dividing the heart. In other words, if fear and worries come in, the heart gets divided and gets shattered into pieces. If the heart gets shattered, then the peace and joy that was in the heart leaves from the heart. Fear and worries consume the energy mentally, spiritually, and also physically. So I heard that there is nothing that limits the ability of a human being than a fear does. The Lord also said that would you be able to increase your height by worrying? A great literary William Shakespeare of the UK said that fear and anxiety are an enemy of life. Fear and anxiety not only harm our health, but also have a deadly power to destroy the whole life. It shortens the life and it becomes an obstacle that stops us from focusing on creative work. I will share a story with you briefly. This is what happened in Chicago in the US. In the medical center of the Rush University in Chicago, they held a survey for the elderly aged over 65. They asked questions about the things that they worry about and the amount of the stress. They also analyzed the results of the survey and looked at who has Alzheimer's, who has dementia. They found out that the more worried and more stress-sensitive people have been exposed to bigger risk of having these diseases in their old age. These kinds of people had double the amount of the risk compared to the people who were worry-free and stress-free. The only way to win over anxieties is to have faith. If we look at the people who are full of worries, we can find this pattern. When they face the problems, they do not look unto God, they try to solve the problems in worldly ways, in an worldly effort, and they get caught in the worldly despair and the life gets devastated. In the Bible, Saul was like that exactly. In the 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verses 20-25, it says, "Immediately Saul fell full length on the ground, filled with fear because of Samuel's words. His strength was gone, for he had eaten nothing all that day and night. When the woman came to Saul, and saw that he was greatly shaken, she said, 'Look, your maidservant has obeyed you. I took my life in my hands, and did what you told me to do. Now please listen to your servant, and let me give you some food so you may eat, and have the strength to go on your way.' He refused and said, 'I will not eat.' But his men joined the woman in urging him, and he listened to them. He got up from the ground and sat on the couch. The woman had a fattened calf at the house, which she butchered at once. She took some flour, kneaded it and baked bread without yeast. Then she set it before Saul and his men, and they ate. That same night they got up and left. When the Philistines attacked them, Saul did not look unto God. He trembled in fear, and looked for the woman who worshipped the other idols. He went to the fortune-telling woman and asked her about his future." We can see the foolishness of Saul here. Judas was like that. In Mark, chapter 27, verse 5 says, "So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. He sold his master for 30 silver coins. After that he had fear and anxiety, but he did not come forward to God. He was extremely distressed, so he threw the money on the holy ground and hanged himself, committed a suicide. There are many elements in anxiety. Only faith can solve the worldly anxiety. In John, chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." Whatever it is, the worldly anxiety never has any benefit. If these kinds of things come into our minds, we get to be anxious and our souls, minds, and the bodies get ill. These anxieties are worldly anxieties that are not of any benefit to us. Then where does this unbeneficial anxiety originate from? This comes from our circumstances. If we look at our circumstances, we cannot get away from a circle of worrying. I will share a parable of an eagle. This is one of eagle stories. In a mountainside village, a boy caught a baby eagle from a mountain. He tightly tied the leg of an eagle with the wire and fed the eagle. He bred the eagle on a front yard of his home. The baby eagle tried to fly, so moved its wings so many times. Whenever this eagle tried moving its wings, the leg started bleeding where the wire was tied up. One day the wire strap became undone from its leg. But the eagle did not try flying and put its wings down. The eagle moved around on the front yard and looked for food. Why was that so? It was because the eagle thought that I am not able to fly. I am all tied up. It is the same with our faith. When we do not look upon the power of God, and when we focus merely on the conditions and the circumstances, the thoughts get confined to the circumstances we are in. We are unable to get away from having an anxiety. Also, the unbeneficial anxiety comes to us when we have lived our lives in a wrong way. Why did Adam and Eve hide? It is because they lived in an incorrect way in front of God. When we have done something that was not right, we get anxious. Cain killed his own brother and his face tone has changed. It is because already in his mind, anger and rage as well as fear and anxiety controlled him at the same time. Therefore, after we call it a day, before we get to sleep, look back on the day you have spent. We need a prayer that cleanses our souls and minds with the blood of the Lord. It is because the outcome of having worldly anxieties is death. But there is an anxiety that is beneficial which we, as Christians, must have. What is a beneficial anxiety? Let us look at verses 10-11. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. It is an anxiety that follows the will of God. In verse 10, it says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." It is thinking first of all about what God really is pleased with and what God really wants. This is holy anxiety and is beneficial. Firstly, it is holy anxiety that longs to live by faith. The reason for this is that faith is what God is pleased with. Whatever it is, whatever we do, think in faith, and see in faith, and behave in faith and prioritize faith. Even if we feel like we are losing because of this, to make a choice in faith, stand on the side of God. This is holy anxiety. Secondly, this is anxiety that cries out and repents when we have lived in a wrong way. It can be referred to the faith that is able to cry out and repent in agony when we have lived in a wrong way. David in the Bible was like that. If we refer to Psalms chapter 51, verses 1 to 19, it shows what David was like. He took over the wife of Uriah and was criticized by Nathan. After that, he did not say excuses, and until the bed linen got all wet with tears, he repented in front of God. All night, he cried out to God and asked God to renew his spirit. This is holy anxiety and is beneficial anxiety. Peter as well in the Bible, according to Mark, chapter 26, verse 75, he went away, weeping bitterly. Peter denied the Lord at the courtyard of the Pilate. But he regretted it and wept bitterly afterwards. This anxiety turned into a blessing that he would not regret about at all later. This is holy anxiety and is beneficial anxiety. Thirdly, also it is holy anxiety that tries to live in an honest way. An honest person can have a blessed relationship with God. A person that lives in an honest way at all times has a peaceful mind always. A mental disease caused by stress in modern people of these days occurs mainly because of the fear and the feeling of guilty conscience. People who hide the truth and the people who are dishonest tend to have more mental diseases than those who do not. The people who are honest have nothing to be uncomfortable about, so these people can live in a peaceful way at all times. But being untruthful is always fearful. It is because we do not know when the truth will get revealed in public. The novelist in the U.S., Mark Twain, said that if you tell the truth always, then you do not have to remember anything. It is because honest people do not have a need to be stressed about when and where they have said something to whom exactly. There is no need to remember or think about that for honest people. It is because the truth always tells the same thing. But if we tell the lies, then we need to be stressed about always remembering what we have said. It is because the contents differ. If we live honestly, the amount of worries decreases. How should a Christian live its life? We need to pray to live in an honest way. Also, beneficial anxiety is love. The opposite of love is not hatred but not being interested at all. It is love towards God. This is holy anxiety. Our ancestors of faith felt so grateful towards the Lord because of the redemptive love of the cross. They chose the Lord over their lives. They treated their lives as worthless. Paul as well expressed the thankfulness for the Lord every single day. How should I repay the Lord for the saving grace? How should I? If we could not pay back a few tenths of $1 trillion, so we were jailed in a prison as a criminal. But somebody turned up and paid all the debt for us and made us free, and then would we be able to ever forget that grace for all our lives? That is what the Lord did for us. The Lord died on the cross for our sins and saved us. This is grace of redemption. Paul knew well about the grace of redemption, so he lived his entire life for the Lord. Also, this is love for church. The 2 Corinthians, chapter 11 is a chapter That explains well about the hard times that Paul had. According to the 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 24, it says, "Five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one." Paul was beaten 40 times minus one, five times. There was this regulation at the time. If the Jews have beaten someone 40 times, then that person cannot beat a person anymore again. So they subtracted one lash from 40 lashes. So they beat Paul 39 times by 5 times. The whip the Jews used at the time had an iron at its tip. They used this iron tip to tear the skins of the people they whipped. It was a horrible act of punishing people. Paul could have died so many times, and he had hard times like this a few times, but he still confessed in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 28 that besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. From this we can see how much Paul loved the church. This is holy anxiety towards church. When people gather at church, be there together in one. When people pray, be there together in one. When people plan to build a church, be there together in one. Devote yourselves and be interested in it. Also, it refers to the love for the nation. Without a nation, I cannot exist. When our country is in crisis, be interested in our country, and pray for our country. Have a look at what our people did in the time of IMF crisis. People gathered gold and got through the hard times together. This is what we did. The world was amazed at what we have done. Our people have outstanding abilities. This is a time that we need to really think of our nation. This is a time that we need to solve the conflicts of the West and the East of our nation. This is a time that we need to reunite the North and the South together as one and become a reunified nation. Have a look at the result of having beneficial anxieties. These are listed in verses 10 to 11. It says, in the Bible that godly sorrow brings repentance, that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. First of all, there would be no regrets. If people strive to live according to the will of God, the outcome is positive. The fruit is good. It is anxiety that reaches the life without having any regrets. This is the outcome of having holy anxiety. Secondly, all the relationships get restored. In verse 11, it talks about the eight things. It tells us that the holy anxiety encourages us to follow the will of God and look for God. Holy anxiety allows us to form the three kinds of relationships well. This is a true grace and a blessing. The relationship with God gets restored. The twisted relationships with other people get restored. We become the pathway of the blessings, especially in our relationships with our financial resources. God created everything that the human beings need in the Garden of Eden, and commanded us to rule and control these. I hope you will not love the blessings of God, but become the people who love God that pours the blessings on us. This is the right perspective on blessings that the Bible encourages us to have. Do not have a form of a Christian merely on the outside, but have a clear biblical understanding. My dear family in Christ, this is a time that we need to have holy anxiety. Are we not worried about useless, unbeneficial things of the world, and have ill spirits and ill bodies? Are we not wasting our times of our lives, and living the lives without any true meaning? Get rid of worldly anxieties, and have holy anxieties that prioritize the will of God. Grace will get restored and it will become blessings. How should we live our lives in faith? How should we live our lives so that God is pleased with us in His eyes? At times, we need to shed tears for ourselves, for our neighbors, for church and for our nation, our patriotic land. Fast and pray for these and pray for all night. We need this kind of holy anxiety. God will greatly bless our lives as we thrive to please God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.